Can you believe, my brother? By now you've heard his story. Everybody has heard his story. It's all anybody ever wants to talk about. The prodigal son who came home. Well, now it's my turn. Time to hear this story from the older brother's perspective. A few years ago, my younger brother came to my dad and said, "Give me my inheritance, my share of the property." And my dad gave it to him. No one has ever asked for this inheritance in my village. No one. No one has ever asked for their inheritance in any village I've ever heard of. It's not our custom. When my brother left, I saw my dad's eyes. His strong and caring eyes were knocked out of focus because of my brother's actions. Can you believe my little brother? He thinks that the rules don't apply to him. I can remember over and over again how he would show up late or not show up at all, and I would have to cover him, pick up after his lackadaisical behavior. I remember saying over and over again, "No problem, Dad. I'll take care of the crops today. No problem, Dad. I'll feed the livestock today. No problem, Dad. No problem." Well, now I've got a problem. I am fed up. I am sick of his irresponsibility. Doesn't he understand how reckless he's been? Doesn't he understand what it's done to our family? The rumors are the worst. He writes these letters to his friends and tells them about his escapades with wine and women, and then his friends blab these tall tales to all the village. You should see my dad's face when he overhears these rumors. He shakes his head and closes his eyes tight as if he's holding back the tears. You should see my mom. She tightens her face, first her lips and then her cheeks, and it's as if her whole head wants to just crawl into a shell like a turtle so she can be protected from all this pain. They play it tough on the outside, but I see them when no one else is around. They let it flow, their tears. They confess to one another their regrets and their pain and their anger. My little brother. Thankfully, the rumors have cooled down for now. Well, at least that was until today. Early this evening, as I was coming in from the fields after a long day at work, I heard music. I smelt fresh spices and smoked meat. And I said to the servant, "What's going on?" And the servant said to me, Your brother has come home. And your father ran across the property and put his arms around him. And then he called the other servants to put a new robe on him, new sandals on his feet, a new ring on his finger. And then the servant told me that my father had killed the fatted calf. Can you believe it? My brother has come home and they are having a celebration for him? Great job, Mom and Dad. Let's spoil the party boy by throwing him yet another party. Right now, just over there, they're throwing my brother a party. Not just any party. This is a village-wide celebration. When has anyone ever thrown me a party? What do I get for all this duty and devotion? Day after day and year after year, I've slaved in my father's farm. I've given everything I had to grow this place. And now this, he gets a party. The party boy himself. Well, I'm fed up and I'm going to confront my dad about this. I'm going to tell him how wrong it is. I finally lost it. So I let it out right to my dad's face. And I said, how can you do this? And I said, how can you welcome my brother back after all that he's done to us? How can you be so short-sighted? Why can't you see that he doesn't deserve a second chance? I'm sorry I'm so angry. I'm not usually like this. I'm the guy that sucks it up and just keeps going on and on, but I've had enough. This is enough. That's when my dad spoke. My dad, with those determined eyes, with those eyes filled with fiery compassion, looked at me and he said, my son, you have always been with me, and everything that I have is yours. And that's when I turned away and fought back those tears. He was right. He'd always been there for me, and I trusted that he always would be. He shared everything that we had together. I'd forgotten my father's generosity, his loving presence to me. But the fatted calf? I never got a fatted calf. I never even got a young goat. And what about the running? Why run? No proud Jewish patriarch ever ran after their children. I've done everything right. I have obeyed the commandments. I've honored my mom and dad. I attend the local synagogue. I even tell the rabbi that it was a wonderful sermon when it's really quite average. That's when my dad put his hands on my shoulder. And he looked once again with that fiery gaze into me. But he looked beyond my eyes this time, straight into my heart. And he said to me, my son, your brother was dead and is now alive. He was lost and he is now found. My father finally got through to me. He finally helped me to realize. He helped me to realize how God sees people. How God looks beneath the surface of everything that we put on. God looks at the heart of people. No one is beyond God's love. No one can be too lost. No one is outside of God's embrace. God forgives everyone, everywhere, no exceptions. God hopes all the time, in every situation, no matter what. God is love. God believes in you, in me, in everyone. God bursts new life, new possibilities, a new world. God is love. God is life and not death. God is hope and not despair. God is abundance, not scarcity. God is love. So there's a party going on right now, just over there. I want to go. I want to go, and I want to wrap my arms around my brother, and I want to whisper in his ear, I forgive you. I love you. I believe in you. Maybe after I smack him first. Somehow I'm held back. by all these fears inside. Maybe there's a little shame that keeps me parked. Maybe even a little guilt. What do you think I should do? What would you do?